Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sharon Richter, and today we will learn about the fourth bracha of the Shmona Esrei Kedushat Hayom. This bracha opens in the same way that it opens for the Shalosh Regalim. If you have access to a machzor, feel free to follow along. First, we'll look at the structure, and then we'll focus on the words and the message. The bracha starts with, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us from all of the other nations. Ahavta otanu v'ratzita banu. You loved us and took pleasure in us. And moves on to the next paragraph, Vatitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava, that Hashem gave us with love. This special day, this Rosh Hashanah, this Yom HaZikaron, or for the other holidays, you would substitute the name of that holiday. And then the bracha moves on to Elokeinu b'Elokei Avoteinu Ya'ale v'Yavo. And then following that is Elokeinu b'Elokei Avoteinu Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha. Our God and the God of our fathers, reign, rule over the entire world with your glory. Be uplifted over all of the earth with your honor. May the splendor of your majesty be on on all of those that live and inhabit the world. So that everything that has created will know that you have made it. The avin kol yitzur ki ata yitzarto, that everything that was formed will know, it will be understood that you created everything that was formed. Vayomar kol asher neshama va'apo, and everyone who has breath in their nostrils will say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech u'malchuto bakol mashala. Hashem of Israel is the king, and his malchut, his kingship, rules over all. We then say, Kadeshenu b'mitzvotecha, sanctify us with your mitzvot, give us a share in your Torah, sing chalkenu b'sorasecha, sabe'enu mituvecha v'samachenu b'yeshuasecha, make us feel satisfied from your goodness and happy with your Yeshua, with your deliverance. V'taher libenu, purify our hearts to serve you in truth. L'avdecha be'emes, ki ata elokim emes, u'devarcha emes v'kayam la'ad. You are true, your words are true. And then the bracha concludes, Baruch ata Hashem, Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'yom hazi karon. Blessed are you, Hashem, the King of the earth, who is Mekadesh, who sanctifies Yisrael, and this day. Differently than the way the bracha for the other Shalosh Regalim would conclude, where it would be Mekadesh Yisrael the Hazmanim, here and also on Yom Kippur when we're up to the fourth bracha, we add the word Melech. We have the Melech al kol ha'aretz. So if you note from the words that we just read, the essence of the bracha, the essence of the Kedushas Hayom, is the coronation of Hashem as our king. Rav Nevin Sal, in his Sichos L'Rosh Hashanah, beautifully asks and explains the entire bracha as follows. Let's start with his question. Why can't we stop here? We're Mamlech Hashem. We said that Hashem is the ruler of the world. We hope that Hashem will rule over the entire world. Check, finished. Let us go home from shul, dip our challah in honey, and enjoy our meal. Why? That's not what we do. We're Mamlech Hashem over again and again and again. Why are there so many piyutim? Also in Chazaret Hashat, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, like in the Adira Yuma, we say, Atahu Elokeinu Aderes Mamlecha, on and on and on, and through Musaf too. This concept of coronating Hashem is a theme that runs again and again and again. There's a lot of davening over these 2 days and a lot of coronating. Let's take a step back. Rosh Hashanah are days 1 and 2 of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Now, We all know that it would be best to be, it is best to be zrizim, to be quick and early in the tshuva process. So a big part of what we want to be thinking about, we would imagine on these 2 days, is doing tshuva. Well, then if that's the case, isn't this bracha and isn't our davening missing the seemingly obvious? Where is the vidui? Where is the alchit? The question becomes even stronger when we consider that we steer away from the mention of chet almost entirely on Rosh Hashanah, and there's not even a specific karban for kapara for Rosh Hashanah, right? Because the two se'irim that are brought, one is for Rosh Chodesh, and one is the one that's brought for all of the Moedim. Rav Nevin Sal suggests, for us to successfully be able to do teshuvah, we are best off starting at the foundation. Because in our everyday lives, we can lose sight of the fact that Hashem is at the center and that Hashem is running the world. Therefore, we need to reinforce the concept again and again and again. We need the big picture. The big picture idea needs to come before the specifics of the vidui and the alchit that we'll get to on Yom Kippur. We first need perspective, because if Hashem is at the center, then our chata'im are a mistake. We spend the day of Rosh Hashanah davening, realigning. We work on making the ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, our ratzon, because Hashem is everything. We're strengthening our conviction, and that process of being mamlech Hashem, of coronating Hashem, that is the Kedushat Hayom of this bracha. Throughout the year, we're bombarded by news from all different places, and it could lead us at some point to slip and think that in reality, it's the presidents and the prime ministers who are determining the way the world is run. Our davening on Rosh Hashanah and the shofar blasts help stir us to reality, and we need to put forth effort and remember that Hashem is the Melech HaKoveya. Hashem is determining the running of the world. And the closing words of the bracha reinforce that again. Baruch atah Hashem Melech al kol haaretz. You are the king of the entire aretz. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, who sanctifies Am Yisrael on this day of remembrance. Let's take an example from Tanakh. When David, who later becomes Melech, who's still a young boy, approaches Goliath, and he says the words, "V'anochi ba elecha b'shem Hashem," he is remembering that he is putting forth his effort, but that everything really comes from Hashem. Let's note also that we ask Hashem to become the ruler and to be recognized by the whole entire world. And interestingly, every person, each of us, is a microcosm of the world. We are complex. We have many facets. And in this bracha, not only are we davening for every human in the world to accept Hashem as king, but we can also say that we should daven for all of the facets of our own selves, the mini world between inside all of us, all of our many facets, to be mamlich Hashem, to coronate Hashem. And if we work on this very foundation throughout Rosh Hashanah, then we will, be'ezrat Hashem, with the help of Hashem, weaken our tendency toward chet and do teshuva from a place of strength and clarity and conviction. And may this work, this kedusha of the yom, this putting Hashem at the center, this journey, strengthen us and help us have a good davening, a good tshuva process, and a ketiva v'chatima tova. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sara Russa, Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bas Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org, WomanYR, for a list of daily sponsors.